Hello, and welcome to An Afternoon Delight.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Melissa.
Good afternoon.
Good evening and good night. What's that from? It's from a movie.
I think it's from...
Someone's going to scream
Anchorman.
At us. No.
No.
Oh, well.
Anywho's.
I have just returned from camp.
Yes,
with our daughter and her classmates. I had 5 fun-filled days of constant outdoor activities and Jesus. And let me tell you, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I usually spend about 20 hours a week doing research for each case that I'm going to present to you all. I did not have 20 hours to myself in those 5 days. I probably didn't even have an hour to myself. And I had big plans of working on this one particular case, and I wasn't able to do it. So instead of leaving you guys with nothing 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to give you an afternoon delight, which means I'm going to tell Daniel a case, a very current case that is kind of in the news right now, whether or not it's had a conclusion or it's in court or it just happened. So this is something very current.
Like a current affair, but not necessarily an affair.
You mean that show that used to be on when we were kids?
Dun, dun, dun.
Called A Current Affair. Yeah, and the lovely ladies over at Love Murder, who I'm just obsessed with because they're amazing, Andy and Jesse, they have a show every Friday where they put on an episode called A Current Affair, where they also talk about things that have just kind of broken into the media.
Gotcha.
Cases that just broke in the media.
Yeah, not their show.
No, but it is a good show, so everyone should go check it out.
Is there an affair involved in this?
There is.
Oh, so this is a current affair.
This is kind of very current. Well, okay, it's not current, but it is happening right now in the news. Not the American news. We are going across the pond to the UK.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan.
This is crazy. No.
No.
Not that far.
Oh.
UK. The UK consists of...
Not Eastern Europe.
England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales.
I know. I'm joking.
The United Kingdom.
UK in the house.
So did you miss me while I was gone?
Yeah.
I did too. I missed you.
Me and the kid just kind of hung out.
Well, Daniel needs to tell you what he told some of the parents on our son's baseball team.
Oh, because the mothers asked how I would do without you. And I go, oh, we'll be fine. I already got strippers lined up and stuff. One for me, one for our son, you know, so that it's fair and even.
Oh, goodness.
They were not expecting that response.
Did they laugh at least?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
goodness.
It made him uncomfortable, but that's okay.
These are new people in our life. You kind of have to tread lightly.
It's funny.
It is funny.
I would hope someone would say that to me because I'd be like, how are you going to survive without your wife? And they'd be like, oh, it's fine. We're going to have pizza and strippers. So I'd be like, oh, sounds great. Sounds like you got it all squared away.
I know. Anyways, we had a great time. If anyone's looking for a camp for their child, Hume Lake in California is a great place.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hume Lake Christian Camp. All right, so are you ready for my case?
I'm ready.
This is the murder of Carol Morgan.
Murder.
It wouldn't be till death do us part unless there was some sort of murder.
That's true.
Well, I want to thank one of our Patreons, Megan C., who sent me a link to this case.
Oh, thank you, Megan.
Yes, Megan, you're the bomb. Do we say that anymore? You're the bomb?
Well, you do, but not on planes or at the airport.
Oh, Daniel.
What?
Ugh. All right. Well.
Sorry. Too soon?
Too soon. You never say
I
that.
I need to put that over in the category with the strippers arriving at home.
Things Daniel should never say.
Things I should have not.
Now,
buttered.
If you are wondering also about Afternoon Delights, we don't do factoids and we aren't very professional. But I guess you could say that with our other show, too.
So. Not like we normally are.
No. All right. Well, here we go. On August 13th, 1981, at around 10:45 p.m., 30-year-old Alan Morgan and his two stepchildren found the bloodied body of 36-year-old Carol Morgan, the children's mother and Alan's wife of only 4 years. Carol had been stabbed multiple times in her body and skull with either a machete or an axe in the storeroom of the couple's convenience store called Morgan's Food Fair in Finch Crescent, Linslade, in Bedfordshire, England.
Goodness.
Is that a good accent?
It sounds like a cute town.
I'm sure.
But they
it
all
is.
Sound like that.
I know. We have a fascination with
Bedfordshire.
England.
Bedfordshire.
It's Bedfordshire.
I know.
I can't pronounce English towns without trying to use an English accent. So I apologize if anybody is offended, but saying it in American dialect, it's like Finch Crescent, Linslade in Bedfordshire, England.
But that's how it actually should be pronounced.
What?
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't.
Yes, it should. Just because they leave stuff off and add things in that aren't there doesn't mean it's right.
It just sounds more proper
that's
more beautiful than our nasally California accent.
Well.
Where we talk through our nose.
That's because we have allergies.
Okay. Well, authorities immediately noticed that there was no forced entry into the store. And Carol had been working alone that night, which she never really did. Investigators believe that Carol had closed up the shop at around 6 p.m., but wasn't murdered till around 7 p.m. And according to Alan, there was 35 pounds in the till, or as we say, the cash register, and about 400 pounds cash kept in a desk drawer that had a secret mechanism. The drawer would not open unless a middle drawer was moved into the exact right position. Alan referring to this as a quote-unquote Chinese puzzle.
Ah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it was almost $1,000 in cash in this hidden drawer.
1,000 pounds sterling.
No, it was 400 pounds.
Oh, you mean the equivalent?
Yes.
In dollars.
In dollars.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. We're tired.
I misunderstood what you were getting at. You were doing the mathematicals. You were doing the conversion charts.
Yeah, I was helping out our American audience,
right.
Which is about
the
9
equivalent,
people.
Yeah. The equivalent.
Out of 11 listeners, right. 9 are of American descent. All right.
But this is 1981.
Yes. But only Alan and Carol knew about the secret cash drawer. Dun, dun, dun.
So that's smart. So if they do get robbed, they don't get all of it.
Right.
Okay.
They just got 35 pounds, which is what, $80, $90?
No, inflation, it's now 1.2 million.
Okay. Jeez. So the burglar had also taken around 1,400 cigarettes.
That is a considerable amount.
That's a lot of cigs.
Man.
Now, if only Alan and Carol knew about the drawer, how would a random intruder know where the 400 pounds were located?
That's a good question.
The person who entered the store must have been given this inside information before the robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
You would think so, yeah. And they had a nicotine addiction.
Well, 1981, most people had a nicotine addiction, I would say.
Well, I didn't.
You were 2 years old.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
The family's dog, which at the time had free rein in the store, was shut away in a bedroom located upstairs in the family's flat.
Okay, so the dog survived.
The dog survived.
All right, everyone now, you can breathe a sigh of relief. The dog survived.
The dog was found locked away in a bedroom.
Dog was stabbed, everyone would be mortified.
They would. Which was interesting because the dog just kind of was up and down in the flat, in the store.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Sure.
But somebody had taken the time to put the dog in a bedroom. For 43 years, no one was ever prosecuted for Carol's horrific murder. And it went cold. That is until July of 2023, when 72-year-old Alan Morgan and his third wife, 74-year-old Margaret Morgan, were arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
43 years later.
43.
Oh, wow.
It has been believed for decades that Alan and Margaret had hired someone or someones, multiple someones.
Persons.
Multiple persons to kill Carol. Mm-hmm. That the two were in a quote-unquote passionate but forbidden and adulterous love affair.
Wowzers.
In 2018, the major crime units from Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, and Hertfordshire, which looks like Hertfordshire,
right.
Hertfordshire, but it's Hertfordshire.
You can't bring me there because I would purposely say these words exactly the way they're spelled.
I know, and it takes a very specific person to like you over there.
Yeah. We haven't met them yet.
No.
But I'm sure
you're not very liked.
No, they
when
hate
we go
me
over there.
Because I pronounce their words the way they're spelled.
All right.
Heaven
well
forbid. Sorry.
They reopened Carol's cold case.
Cool.
In 2018. Super awesome. I just totally sounded Californian, didn't I?
That totally. Yes.
Alan and Margaret both deny their involvement in Carol's murder. But the two were having an affair.
Yeah.
They were having this torrid affair.
Well, it was 1981.
Everyone was having an affair?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The two had met while Alan was delivering groceries. While Margaret's husband was at work, Alan would deliver groceries to her house 2 to 3 times a week. The adulterers would bang it out real quick and then go on with their day.
Is that why you like having groceries delivered?
I do love having groceries delivered.
Yeah.
But they just leave them at the front door.
There's no banging.
This went on for 14 months.
Wow.
Now, Carol and Alan were married, I think it was 1977.
Okay.
This started a couple years after they were wed.
So they were already bored.
Yes.
Ish, kind of.
And I did the math, and Alan was 30, and Carol was 36. So there was a little bit of an age gap there.
So she's kind of old.
No.
Yeah.
She's in the prime of her life.
Yeah.
According to Carol's family, she knew about the affair. Carol's cousin had received a phone call from Carol on July 29th, 1981, during the televised wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana.
Mm.
It's very specific. She remembered this. Carol told her cousin that Alan was having an affair with their neighbor and that it had been going on for a while. Carol was having a hard time coming to terms with this realization. And 3 weeks before the murder, Carol had phoned her uncle and told him that things were not well in her marriage, but that Alan wanted to end his affair and that she had arranged a marriage counseling appointment and was hopeful that Alan would attend with her. And then 6 days later, Carol called her uncle again, telling him that she was fighting a losing battle. Alan was never in the shop, leaving her alone, and that he was always making excuses to go out at night.
Well, what does he expect once he's caught? And then he's like, I got to go out. What else does he want to do?
There's not much else he's going to do.
There's no getting over that.
No. And according to Carol's family, she was just a wonderful woman and a wonderful mother. And this obviously has devastated them for the last 43 years.
Right.
Now, Alan did have an airtight alibi. He was at the cinema with Carol's children. But according to everyone who knew the family, Alan spending alone time with the children was unprecedented. He never took the children out on his own without Carol. This was actually the first time he had ever done this.
So it's almost like he did it on purpose to have a cover.
Yes. Yeah. Look at you. Well, you're getting good, babe.
No, I mean, you set it up that way. That was a softball.
A woman came forward after Carol's murder case had been reopened. She told the cold case investigators that she had overheard a man in a pub bragging about making £500 and scoring 500 to 1,000 cigarettes for a job in Leighton Buzzard, which is around the area where the convenience store was.
I love the names.
Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
I know. I guess it's kind of cool.
Sure.
The same witness also said that she had seen Alan Morgan talking to the same man twice in Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, boy.
So there was somebody putting Alan with the specific man who had said that he had done some sort of hit job.
Right, right.
So we have a witness.
Can I get a witness?
Another witness, who was 17 years old at the time, said that Alan had asked her one night in a pub if she knew anyone who would help him kill his wife. She said no. And I believe that Margaret was with him when he was asking this young girl if she knew anyone.
Wouldn't that scare someone away?
Yeah, it scared her. Absolutely.
I mean, you hear someone say that, I would think you'd be like, I'm out.
Bye, Alan.
Bye, Felicia.
Plus, say that anymore.
No.
Plus, both Alan and Margaret had made unexplained cash withdrawals leading up to the murder of Carol. And on the day of the murder, Alan had withdrawn £250 from a Nationwide Bank branch. So there's your money.
Right.
To hire someone to kill Carol.
It's cheap.
Well, we don't know exactly. We know that one of the withdrawals was £250. The couple were taken in for questioning multiple times from 2019 to 2023. They had also been arrested two or three times, but let go and never charged for the murder.
That's weird. So they brought them in, but they questioned them and then they let them go.
Because I think they were trying to scare them. And I think they were trying to separate them to see if one would turn on the other.
See if one snaps or something.
Right. And if they say, well, we're arresting you, arresting someone is different than actually charging someone with the murder.
Yeah.
So I think it was a scare tactic. And thanks to some secret police recordings, investigators believed that they got some information straight out of Alan and Margaret's own mouths. The first time the couple were taken in, Margaret was heard shushing Alan, indicating that she believed they were being recorded. Alan responded, I am sorry, saying, I don't want to say anything because they might have, and then it cuts off. On July 1st, 2021, Alan was recorded asking Margaret if she still loved him and telling her that he trusts her forever.
Oh, boy.
2 years later, on July 25th, 2023, as the couple were once again traveling together to the police station, Alan said, I am sorry I haven't done anything. And Margaret answered, stop going over it. They are probably listening. Alan saying, I ain't done nothing. Neither of us have. I don't know what they got. And then Margaret replies, well, they must have something. And a letter was also recovered from Alan to Margaret after their first arrest in 2019. It read, trust works on both sides. If I don't trust you, you wouldn't be here, and I would not.
Wow.
Finally, in July of 2023, Alan and Margaret were arrested and officially charged with the conspiracy to commit murder in the death of Carol Morgan. The couple were released on bail in August of 2023, and the trial just began on Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, so just a few days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Prosecution believes that the couple conspired to kill Carol together. Margaret was not willing to leave her husband because she knew that Alan could not financially support her unless Carol died. Alan could not divorce Carol because she was the one who had purchased the shop with the money she acquired after the divorce of her first husband. And after only 4 years of marriage, the couple had acquired spiraling debts, which would be taken care of if Carol died.
So there's no other way around it. Mm-hmm. You had to get rid of her.
So Carol's death was not a robbery gone wrong. Her murder was actually planned.
Absolutely.
The prosecutor said the defendants planned and agreed to the murder of Allen's wife, Carol. They were tied to each other, each with the power to bring the mutual destruction of a criminal prosecution on each other. There was an unbreakable bond based on their joint responsibility for the killing of Allen Morgan's wife.
Wow.
The belief is that Allen and Margaret hired a hitman or hitmen or two.
A hit person.
To murder Carol on the night of August 13th, 1981. Allen took the children to the cinema, giving him an airtight alibi. The hitman, or hitmen, arrived at the shop after it had closed, somehow getting Carol to open the door. Or maybe she hadn't locked it yet.
Sure.
Maybe it was still open.
Yeah.
Murdered Carol, stole the money in the till, the cigarettes, and then knew how to get into the secret cash drawer. They believe that the money stolen was part of the murderer's payment.
So he said, allegedly, hey, your money's in the cash drawer, and here's how you get it.
And this is the remainder of your payment.
Right, right.
So the hitman was probably paid beforehand with all the money that they had been taking out of their accounts.
Gotcha.
And then this was the end. Then left the scene, leaving Carol's body to be found by Allen and her children.
That sucks.
Ugh. Margaret then leaves her husband and moves in with Allen soon after. And Carol's children remained with Allen, is what I read.
So because they couldn't prove anything, he kept the kids. Everything went through swimmingly.
Right, because they had no evidence.
Technically, they got away with it.
Technically, they got away with it for 43 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So the trial is ongoing. This is actually a really big case over in England.
Yeah.
And I'll try to keep you guys updated. I would love to see that they admit to what they did, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. They're not going to turn on each other. And they're in their 70s.
Yeah. What are they going to do? I mean, they can arrest them or arrest them. If they are found guilty, they're going to live out their lives in prison for the remaining 10 years or whatever.
Yeah, not very long.
Probably not. That's got to be tough, entering prison when you're in your 70s.
Yeah, and Allen doesn't look very healthy.
Starting your prison life in your 70s, that's got to be rough.
Ugh. Well, if they did it, they deserve it. That's for sure. Now, all my information came from articles from the BBC, the Argus, the Daily Mail, and many, many more articles. I read as much as I possibly could about this case. But this is all the information that they are giving out right now. And since this is an ongoing case, I will try to keep you all updated, like I said before.
I think they're going to be found guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
She'll get like something, well, I don't know.
They believe that they equally planned this.
But can they prove she did had something to do with it?
They can prove that there was money taken out of the accounts leading up to Carol's murder. Now, they don't know who the hitman is or multiple hitmen. They have no idea who the person is, which is quite interesting.
Maybe they'll offer him a deal if they divulge that.
Oh, if they snitch?
Yeah.
They're both saying they're not guilty of this.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they're going to be found guilty.
Yeah, so they're not going to admit anything.
No, and there's a lot of witnesses in this case who have come forward, meaning like family members and the girl at the pub and things like that, and that he never took the kids ever by himself. And then that one night, he says, I'm going to take the kids to the movies.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
And it was a double feature, so they'd be gone for 4 or 5 hours.
No one wants to take kids to be gone that long.
No. No.
No way. Especially if he hasn't already been doing that.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird.
So out of the blue, you take him to a double feature? That's awful.
Yeah, and I guess the kids didn't really want to go. And Carol thought it was weird that she wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Because he never did things like that.
Oh, he's guilty.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That was a big turning point for me. Or not even turning point. I mean, I kind of figured they did it anyways.
But it solidified your thoughts.
Absolutely.
To thinking, knowing that's what happened.
So, Daniel, what did you think of my Afternoon Delight case?
It was interesting. It is an affair. See, all affairs never turn out well.
They don't.
No. However, they're still married.
Yeah, they did get married.
So as a result of the affair, they stayed together.
Okay, but did they stay together out of love or did they stay together out of fear?
Yes. I don't know.
Because they kind of had this big secret that they were holding over one another.
Yeah, so maybe that bonded them a little bit.
That's what they're saying it did. They had this airtight bond because they did this together. Alan didn't do it on his own.
So you're saying that if we committed a horrific murder act, it would bond us closer together?
Oh, gosh. That sounds awful.
It does sound awful. Well, we should try not to.
Yeah, let's stay away from that.
Right. I don't know. That's just crazy that someone could do that, allegedly, and then stay together that long. You'd think it would drive them apart.
And then, like I said, what I read is that the kids stayed with Alan. They weren't even his kids. He ended up raising her kids, Carol's kids.
Don't you think those kids in the back of their mind wonder or at least have a thought that, hey, he probably had something to do with it?
I'm sure.
God, that's got to be weird.
I haven't heard that they're going to testify or anything like that. So,
well, they'd all be grown by now.
Oh, so yeah. They'd be older than us.
I wonder why they chose the store as the place, just because then it could seem like a robbery.
I think because it would look like a robbery and they knew she was alone.
Okay. But then it's very telling that someone was able to break in without doing anything and they were able to steal the cash out of the
puzzle box drawer,
cash register till thing.
And then steal cigarettes.
Yeah. Like, all right, I'll take the money, but I want a lot of cigarettes. He's like, fine, take as many as you can carry. Yeah.
Put them in your
pocket.
That's
the deal. Yep. Interesting.
I know. I thought this was a really interesting case.
Yeah.
We keep saying interesting.
And but I bet this stuff doesn't happen in those little shire towns.
It sounds like stuff is happening or has happened because they have this whole cold case investigation unit now. So things have happened and things are being solved and looked into again, which is awesome.
So for all the people that thought they got away with it.
You didn't.
I hope you're paranoid and looking over your shoulder because they're coming for you.
Me too.
Yep.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this Afternoon Delight. We will be back next week with a regularly scheduled Till Death Do Us Part case.
Program.
And we appreciate all of you listeners who understand that our life is crazy, just like everybody else's. And most of you are in our box. You have full-time jobs. You have kids. You have extracurricular stuff that you're trying to do. And we are all just trying to survive. So
that's it. Surviving and dying slowly.
Yes. But we will be back next week. And it's a doozy.
Oh, boy.
I still got a lot more stuff.
Can you give a hint?
No.
Can you give a hint Oh, I was going to say, can you give a hint as to what kind of factoids I should do?
Oh, 1950s.
Oh, really?
Or Bel Air.
Like California. Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Exactly.
All right.
It's an interesting, we keep saying interesting. It's a crazy case. Oh, gosh. If I give too much away, people are going to look it up.
50s, Bel Air, California.
Yep.
All right. There you go.
There's a book. And it's really hard to find the book. And I tracked it down in this vintage book exchange thing on the internet. And I found it. And I was so excited that I found the book.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to hunt it down.
All right. Well, you're welcome. I squeezed it out of her. just a little hint.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate each and every one of you and each and every listen. If you could go rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts, that would be awesome, or Spotify, or wherever you listen. And if you want more of us, there's always Patreon. That is how we make a teeny tiny bit of income so we can keep doing this.
Yep.
Because we love it.
We got to keep the one light on.
We do only have one light on.
Yeah. To save money.
Oh, you guys, we did a MacArthur Files a couple weeks ago where we watch a cryptid show and we just talk through it and people seem to like it. But we were doing a show about a haunting and the light in the podcast room kept going on and off for no reason. It was crazy.
And it hasn't done it since.
It has not done it since.
We're sitting here. The light's been on. Nothing. That was goofy.
That was really crazy.
I forgot about that.
And our Patreon who listened were commenting and a couple of them were saying, oh my gosh, you must have invited the ghost into your house. I don't know. Whatever they were saying, leaving me messages. Yep. And yeah, they're like, does Daniel believe now?
Yep, totally. 100%.
But it was crazy. So that was a fun one.
There you go.
But anyways, thanks for everything and be careful.
For marriage, it is a life sentence.
And divorce is always the best option.
It is.
Or better option.
It's a better option.
Than murder.
Bye.
Bye-bye.